This hour, you'll hear some examples of artists who've been supported and boosted by this show as we listen back to some first ever visits to World Cafe by artists like Alabama Shakes. Brandi Carlile. Dave Matthews Band.
He wakes up in the morning.
All those artists and more on the way. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe. And I just want to say, on Public Radio Music Day, thank you so much for supporting public radio, for listening, for hopefully being a member, especially right now when public media needs your support more than ever. This was recorded live for the World Cafe. It's Spoon, Inside Out. One thing that is so important to us at World Cafe is to boost emerging artists and then support them on their journey. There are so many artists who've visited multiple times who we've gotten to watch and hear grow, sometimes into big, big stars. I'm Raina Duras, and today for Public Radio Music Day, we've gone into the archives and dug out some of the very first visits from those artists before they were huge, often when they were just starting on the brink of major success. First, taking you back to January 26th, 2012. Alabama Shakes were just a couple months away from releasing their breakthrough album, Boys and Girls. In fact, they hadn't even officially released their Grammy-winning single, Hold On, yet. But they played it live during their session. Here's front person, Brittany Howard.
There's an interesting story behind Hold On. What that song, how that became, is that Heath and Zach here, guitar and bass, they come up with this riff, and I never had a chance to really put any words on it. It was just like kind of an idea, and we're doing a live show one night in Decatur, Alabama, and they start, you know, I'm like tuning or something like that, and they start playing this riff, and Steve falls in on drums, just a simple beat, you know, and, you know, I just made up some words on spot, and it just kind of seemed appropriate. Just hold on, you know. I was nervous, and we hadn't been playing that much, and the crowd was kind of rough, and we started doing that song, and people, like, started singing the words. And they're thinking it was, like, somebody else's song or something. We're just making it up as we go, just kind of improvising, and that's how that song became, and we just kept playing it and messing around with it, and we decided we were going to record it.
Yeah. It was a little different then, but the idea was there, for sure.
So you weren't necessarily worried about making it to 22 years old. You're just making up the lyrics.
No, everything I say, I mean. Everything I say, I mean.
Well, I'm glad you made it. There and a little beyond, right?
23.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, hope I make it to 24. Had to write a new song about it.
Alabama Shakes are playing live. Can you do that one? That's a great song.
Sure will.
Bless my
This next track is I Found You. I wrote this for a boy.
Live performance of I Found You from the first time Alabama Shakes visited World Cafe in 2012. Looking back on some big artists' very first visits to World Cafe today as we celebrate Public Radio Music Day, because music discovery is a huge part of what we do. I'm Raina Duras, and if you listen to this show, you probably don't need me to explain who Brandi Carlile is. But when she first visited the cafe in 2005, she'd only just been signed and was fresh off the release of her self-titled debut. In a moment, you'll hear her first visit and her conversation with original World Cafe host David Dye. But first, she performs Throw It All Away.
When you're near me, I have no fear. When I'm untrue, you see right through me. You know me as deep as the sea goes. Calm my head whenever the storm blows. When the stars and the moon
sky fall through. I throw them all away when I'm all alone, deep as a seagull. All I know is I would throw them all away, away, out like an oak tree, reach for the sky and roots to the sea. So when you're shaken down and broken, find your peace.
Randy Carlyle's playing live, and that's one that certainly caught my ear first time through. Randy's debut called Throw It All Away. Good to... a lot is made about where you grew up, which is where you live now.
Yeah.
Which is Ravensdale, Washington, right. which now is only 50 miles from Seattle, but it's like a completely different world.
Oh, it's like a half an hour, but it's like a totally different world. And yeah, I mean, like, you can be in downtown Seattle at Starbucks, just... it's so loud and there's cops everywhere, and then a half an hour from that you could be in my yard looking at a bear in the yard.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah.
How come it isn't totally yuppified and everybody else
wants it's getting there.
Really?
But where I live is like you got to drive down like a mile of dirt road before you ever even get to my cabin, so I don't think it's going to be yuppified anytime soon.
Now, do your parents still live there?
No.
Oh, but yeah. That's where you grew up?
Yeah.
And what were the advantages and or disadvantages of growing up there?
Of growing up in Ravensdale?
Yeah.
Well, you know, just, it sounds really cliche, but there weren't a lot of people around to play with except for my brother and sister, which I really thought they were normal back then. And then there's, you know, and then there's just...
Did they think you were normal?
I don't know. And then there's that. The, you know, advantages of having a lot of time and very little distractions.
Right. But not having a day job, you still got that now. That's good.
That's right.
No, I don't want to emphasize.
I never
that
know
too
what
much.
To say when people say that. They're like, "It's so great, you don't have a job. You've never had a job."
Randy Carlyle is our guest. You know, it's been. I'd love you to kind of reflect a little bit on what's been going on with your career over the last. You know, how long has it been since you got signed? Has it been?
We were just signed right before Christmas.
Really? Okay, but were things pretty hectic right before then too? Were you doing a lot of shows for labels and things like that?
Well, no, not really. I mean, we were kind of doing a little bit of touring, and we were playing a show with James Taylor in L.A. when...
was that...
Our A&R guy from Columbia signed us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So since... Wow, that's not so long. So so the album came out pretty fast, and have you felt... Has it been different? Has it been a different feeling to what's been going on with your life? Is it...
It's so funny, because... I guess it makes things easier.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, touring before getting signed is so much different than touring after you're signed, you know? It feels like a cakewalk if you can just have a clean place to sleep.
Right. And you probably get to play a few different kinds of places, too.
Yeah, which would definitely.
Help. You did a tour with Chris Isaak. You've done a lot of opening for people. And what is it like to try to capture a crowd in that kind of a situation?
It's a challenge in a really good way because, you know, it might not be people that would usually go out and listen to the kind of music that we play, you know. And it's cool winning people over that you wouldn't normally ever hear what we have to say.
Randy Carlyle is our guest. What do you want to finish up with?
Let's finish up with a new one. It's Hiding My Heart.
met someone by accident that blew me away. That blew me away. It was in the darkest of my days when you took my sorrow and you took my pain and buried them away. And buried them away. I wish I could lay down beside you when the day is done and wake up to your face against the morning sun. But like everything I've ever known, I'm sure you'll go one day. So I spend my whole life hiding my heart away. And I could spend my whole life hiding my heart. Dropped me off at the train station, put a kiss on top of my head, and watch me wait, and watch me wait. And then you went on home to your skyscrapers and neon lights and waiting papers. You call your home, and she called home. I wish I could lay down beside you when the day is done. Wake up to your face against the morning sun. But like everything I've ever known, I'm sure you'll go one day. So I spend my whole life hiding my heart away. And I could spend my whole life hiding my heart. Woke up feeling heavy-hearted. I'm going back to where I started. Morning rain, the morning rain. And I know I wish that you were here, but that same old road that brought me here is calling me home. It's calling me home. And I wish I could lay down beside you when the day is done. Wake up to your face against the morning sun. But like everything I've ever known, you disappear one day. So I spend my whole life hiding my heart away. And I could spend my whole life hiding my heart away.
Recorded live for World Cafe in 2005, that was Brandi Carlile with Hiding My Heart. That song would later appear on her 2007 breakout album, The Story. That was from Brandi's first time on the show when she spoke to original host David Dye. Another first-time session is next on World Cafe. Public Radio Music Day. Raina Duras with you on World Cafe, a public radio show dedicated to music discovery. Today, going back to the archives to listen to the very first visits from artists you may have discovered on this show, like Dave Matthews. He's been on a bunch of times over the years, but his very first appearance in 1994 was the only time the entire band was on World Cafe. They were promoting their debut album, Under the Table and Dreaming. Here's Dave Matthews talking to original World Cafe host David Dye, who had just asked about how people were reacting to their music as the band was blowing up.
I think the audience reacted pretty fast. It wasn't a big, it was a small audience, but I think there was a positive reaction pretty immediately. When we first started playing in Carter's basement, boy, were we sucking. Yeah. But it got very clicked. But it improved.
I'm curious as to everybody's background. Boyd, what's your background?
My background is classical music and rock and roll, pretty much.
And the rhythm section, Stefan and Carter, you were not playing together before this band.
A few times, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
As a matter of fact, there was a group that Leroy and I started called Blue Indigo, and Stefan would, from time to time sit in with us.
Dave, what's your background? You're from South Africa?
Yeah, well, that's where I grew up. That's where I grew up a little bit. I mainly spent my childhood in New York, and then went back there and finished high school, and sort of bounced back and forth between here and there since then. But I really, like with my accent, I'm really probably much more American than I am.
Right.
South African, it just...
But how did you end up in Charlottesville?
My mother and father lived there before I was born, and then my mother moved back there about 6 years ago, and I went down there in pursuit of the umbilical, and there it was, and then I thought it was nice, so I stayed.
Well, your fans know what this band sounds like, but everybody else, let's let them hear the Dave Matthews Band, an acoustic set here in the World Cafe. What do you want to start with?
This is called Ants Marching. It's about insects. Exchange, no time to exchange, oh, and all it's all I'm so much saying. Red and black and tan, no waving, they all do it the same, they all do it the same. Tempting the thoughts of a sweet tooth, tortured my way to last. Program a cutting the coil as a loose end, loose end. Cut, cut, on the fence, could not to offend. Cut, 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 take these chances. Place them in the box until late, quieter time. Lights down, you up and die. We'll be right back.
Ants Marching, performed live by the Dave Matthews Band back in 1994. Their first time on the World Cafe. We're listening back to some first World Cafe sessions from artists who go on to very big things for Public Radio Music Day today. I'm Raina Duras. Next is a session with Nora Jones that originally aired in 2002 before her debut album, Come Away With Me, was released. That album sold millions and millions of copies, and Nora would go on to win a whole lot of Grammys. David here had just asked if she found a supportive songwriting scene in New York when she started working with songwriter Jesse Harris.
Yeah, definitely. I started doing lots of jazz gigs when I first moved to New York because that's what I did. That's all I did. Mm-hmm. And I slowly got into, I had known Jesse and he started bringing me to his gigs. And the songwriter scene is very cool. And I'd never really checked that out before anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sort of got involved in that, and we started playing at those kinds of places.
So your writing began in New York?
Yeah, pretty much.
Ah.
I mean, I have a couple of really bad songs from high school, but that's about it.
Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting, because some of your writing on here is just fabulous. I love Nightingale, and you were talking about doing the title track of this album. Is that your tune, right?
Come Away With Me?
Yeah,
thanks.
Can you do that one?
Yeah.
Come Away With Me?
Uh-huh. Cool.
So hard, my dear, to show that you're my
Just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words I said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Jones performing her version of the Hank Williams song Cold Cold Heart from her first visit to the show back in 2002. One more first timer next on World Cafe. We'll be right back. Happy Public Radio Music Day. I'm Raina Duris. This is World Cafe, and it's part of our mission to help you discover new artists. Today, we're looking back on the first ever appearances on the show of artists who went on to great success. It was a big life change for Ray LaMontagne when he first visited World Cafe in 2005. A couple months earlier, he'd released his debut album, Trouble, and that album marked his transition from working in a shoe factory in Maine to being a musician. And that shoe factory job is what original World Cafe host David Dye had just asked him about here.
It was the Christmas rush, right around 65 hours a week, mandatory overtime if you want to keep your job type of deal. And so I would get up at 4 o'clock to go in, sometimes wouldn't get out until 9 o'clock. You know, I did shipping and receiving, so I was packing, you know, getting boxes to the trucks, loading, unloading, that kind of thing. But various things, also inspecting, cleaning, packing, that, you know, just very tedious
kind of
manual labor work, which, you know, for an uneducated dude like myself was just about, you know, what I could get. I had my clock radio set, you know, for 4, and I woke up to Stephen Stills. I didn't know it was Stephen Stills. It was just wonderful gravelly blues voice, unbelievable acoustic guitar playing, I felt at the time. And I was just I really hadn't heard anything like it. I really hadn't heard anything like it, and I was just floored. I was completely floored. I called in sick, and I went in search of this record and found it, brought it home, and just listened to it over and over and over and over again. And was just, I was just blown away. It was really the first time that music really, it just got right inside of me like nothing else. And I think it was a combination of just timing, a certain period of my life, and Stephen Stills being, you know, who he is.
Did you have a guitar at all at that time?
I had a guitar when I was 18, yes. Mm-hmm. It was a very neglected it was a very neglected thing, a sad little thing. But from that point on, I just started going back through Stephen's catalog, and just continually blew my mind. Every new record I found, I was they got better. You know, I just kept Stephen Stills led to Joni Mitchell and Bob Dylan, and you know. The band, and it was just, I was my early 20s, and I became just immersed in these records that were made 30 years ago.
Every time I get back on my feet, she come around and knock me down. again. Worry, oh, the worry, the worry, the worry. Sometimes I swear it feels like this worry is my only friend. But I've been my coat when I hit Spokane, bought myself a hard pack of cigarettes in the early morning rain. Lately my hands, they don't feel like mine. My eyes been stung with dust and blind. I held you in my arms one time, lost you just the same. Jolene, now I ain't about to go straight. It's too late. Well, I found myself face down in the ditch with booze in my hair and blood on my lips. The picture you holding a picture of me in the pocket of my blue jean. I still don't know what love means. I still don't know what love means. So long since I've seen your face or felt a part of this human race. I've been living out of this here suitcase for way too long.
alone. A man needs something he can hold on to. A 9-pound hammer, a woman like you. Either one of them things will. Jolene, now I ain't about to go straight. It's too late. Well, I found myself face down in the ditch, with booze in my hair and blood on my lips. The picture of you holding a picture of me in the pocket of my blue jeans. I still don't know what love means. I still don't know what love means.
From Ray LaMontagne's first time on the World Cafe 20 years ago, that was his performance of Jolene. You heard him chatting with original host David Dye. I'm Raina Duras. There's time for one more live performance before we go. Here's Crazy Willie Nelson, live for the World Cafe.
Crazy, crazy for feeling so lonely. And I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. And I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted. And then someday leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering, what in the world did I do? Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. Crazy for trying, crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you.
Recorded live for the World Cafe, Willie Nelson, Crazy. Thank you so much for letting me join you and for celebrating Public Radio Music Day with me. And a very big, very special thank you to the public radio stations that bring you this show, our wonderful affiliates, including WNCW in Spindale, North Carolina. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. My name is Raina Duras. Thank you for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by AEG Presents, presenting Brandi Carlile's The Human Tour 2026, with stops across North America. Ticket pre-sale information and more available at BrandiCarlile.com.
When was the last time you went to a rock and roll show where the lead singer, belting his heart out, had a cello strapped to his chest? That's the story behind the Happy Fits. Calvin Langman's band has a new album called Lovesick. And coming up, we'll hear songs from it in a mini concert from the stage of World Cafe Live. It's the Happy Fits on the next World Cafe.